Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. What have I told you? There's a place on Earth where people strive to get buried in a shoe. Or a beer bottle.
Okay. All right.
Even a taxi. Or lots of other things.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
Like a full-size taxi?
To be determined.
I believe it. I mean, we make beds out of, like, cars now. You know, that's a sweet car bed.
It's the same energy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
except for it's your final resting bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
In Ghana.
Okay.
It has become a tradition that is born from royalty and reverence, where people, when they are buried, their coffins are meticulously carved and painted to look like whatever they want.
Cool.
And oftentimes it's representative, they say, of who they were as a person or who they wished they were. For example, this person is being buried in a very meticulous Ghana Airlines jumbo jet with the Ghana flag markings on the side.
Okay, I like it.
I got a video,
it.
A quick video that I can show you that shows some of the examples. These are very intricately made things.
Ghana coffin designs. Come with me as we are going to explore this new adventure. Some tribes in Ghana design your coffin according to the professional that you are doing or the things that you love doing when you are alive.
This so she's holding an injection.
Like a hypodermic syringe.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, syringe, yeah.
But it's like cartoonishly sized.
It's huge. Yeah, it's huge.
This is for the doctor. If you are a doctor, you'll definitely get buried in this coffin.
Okay.
All right, so they're little.
They're showing little examples because they have little doctors.
What a cool way to have to bury somebody, though, too. Like, okay, what's the grave plot going to look like? The burial site?
Right.
I'm going to need you to carve out an airplane.
Yeah. What if the person that died hated their profession?
Yeah. Well, I guess they could pick something else.
I'm sure they pick ahead of time. Like, or the family member has a pretty good idea that they would like it. Like,
you know? I dealt with this, I was a ditch digger for 45 years and I got to be buried in a shovel.
I mean, it kind of works out though. Well, then you could dig your grave and be buried in the thing that dug it.
I want to be buried in a coffin that looks like a tiramisu cake, like a really long
Viennetta.
Yeah, Viennetta, exactly.
There you go. Yeah, obviously.
Number two is the beer bottle. This design is for the people who love beers.
Now, if you're getting buried in a beer bottle, I think I have an idea what killed you.
We have an idea how you lived. Yeah,
yeah.
But a wine bottle, that's cool because then you can make your own label. You know,
that'd be
so neat.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on board. I'm on board for this.
Yeah.
Now, this one caught me with a surprise. If you are a barber here in Ghana, when you die, they will design your coffin as the hair cutting machine.
Oh, my God.
So if you're a barber, is that what she said?
A barber, yeah.
The hair cutting machine.
They're hair clippers.
Yeah.
That's what she means by the machine.
Yeah, she said baba.
I thought it was a parrot at first. I was so confused. On then I thought she said Bob Marley. I'm like, why do you get a clippers if you're Bob Marley? Oh, because you have dreads.
I would kind of feel bad burying a lot of these. They're so well done.
They are.
It's like, to me, even regular caskets are too nice.
Yeah, there are ways.
I mean, I think pine box is the way to go.
Yeah, for sure.
Because otherwise, they're too ornate. They're so nicely done. You go, why are we burying this? Somebody put in so much time on this.
Steve, will you show on the website itself, there's other photos if you scroll down.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to see the one that I guess was for a teacher.
Okay.
It's a guy who used to run a school. You'll never guess what his first name is.
Wait, okay, so while Steve gets that, what would y'all be buried in?
I mean, if I had to get an ornate coffin, probably a Corvette, like a simulated Corvette.
Oh, that's cool.
Or a car,
A microphone?
Yeah, I love that.
Probably, like an old-timey microphone or... Even this one, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the old-timey one would look cooler, though.
It would.
I mean,
though I've never
used
one.
It's not the ones we use, but the Elvis-style microphone. That's the one everyone thinks of.
I used to always want to get that as a tattoo, But the fact that I've never actually used one makes it seem like I'm a fraud.
I think it'd be cool to be buried in a book, like a book-looking one, and then everybody, when they come to your funeral, has to put a page of something they've written about you. It can be anything because you're dead. Oh. So they
like
could
fan fiction?
Homework.
It could be fiction, but it'd be funnier if it were true.
That would be cool.
And then if somebody ever opened it up, they're like, what are all these? And it's just little stories that people remember about you.
All right, here's their website. Okay, so that's the Ghana International Airlines coffin.
Yep.
There's the video. Wow.
That guy ran a school, and so he's buried in a Bob school.
Bob's
coffin.
Okay.
It's not the most creative name. I assume his name was Bob.
But if you put it close enough together, if you left no separation, then you'd be Bob's cool.
Or Bob's school. Like, well, yeah. She really learned to go up and down on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true, too. Yeah.
The fighting knob gobblers of the Bob school are here to take.
Whoa, look at that thing.
The lion is badass.
Yeah, tamale in
back. Yeah, it's like a chili pepper.
And then what is the brand in the back that somebody is? Is that one of their like Fan sodas
nice.
Or?
Fan nice. Yeah, it's a lager.
Big I feel bottle. Like there's a crab in the background. There's a pink crab somewhere. Is that the Titanic? Whoa. The Seven Seas Explorer?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's the big hypodermic or the syringe. Yeah.
Yeah, this is for single use.
This looks like the back of like an old like
Buick or an Oldsmobile.
It's quite amazing.
I mean, yeah, a lot of these.
Oh, look at the crab!
Ooh.
Maitland, what would you be buried in?
Ooh, I think an alligator.
An alligator?
An alligator.
Yeah.
I thought for sure you'd say like a VHS box of white chicks.
Ooh, maybe that. Yeah,
that'd be really funny.
A hot dog.
Yeah.
A Danny DeVito coffin.
Just shaped like a sarcophagus of Danny DeVito.
You'd have to chop me in half to fit me in there, though, because I want it to be life sized.
What if you were trying to fool people like that show Is It Cake? So all of them, like, it just looks like a giant potato that you're buried in, and people go to dig it up, and they're like, a giant potato. And then when they touch it, they're like, this isn't real. What is this? It's cake.
Somebody's living in it.
So you're buried in a coffin that's shaped like a potato, but it's made out of cake.
Yes.
And then years later.
Text.
Is It Cake is insane.
Text. Okay. I'm a gynecologist. What am I going to get buried in?
Oh, we know.
Oh, yeah. I think we all know what you
just like same thing you're on the weekends, vagina.
Yeah, same thing you're buried in every day.
Oh man.
As a Lyft driver, I have to get buried in a fake wooden Ford Edge. This sucks. from Nashville, I wanted to be a heavy equipment operator my entire childhood. So for the love of God, I better be buried in a Cat D10 dozer.
But how do you bury those? Because even that ship or that school. It's so tall.
They would have some very oddly shaped burial plots.
Yeah.
Some
you have of to pay extra.
Are a little wide.
Well, even like the plane with those wings.
Right.
Like you got to dig a long ways out for those wings.
Yeah.
Or they, can you imagine your family's there and instead of like leaving as they start to throw the dirt on the top of the grave, which can be very traumatic, they just take out sledgehammers and smash the wings off the coffin and dump it in the hole.
You know, that's probably what they do.
Or what if
you got to force it to fit.
We find out this is where Ghana, rather than doing like buried cemeteries, all of them are on display. So it looks like a really cool scene that's just constantly being added to.
Shove them out into the ocean.
So cool.
Yeah.
Floating around.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a boat. How perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, that would really work. What if they made it remote control? So you could drive around the remote control boat with
hey, where's Uncle Larry? We haven't seen him in a few years.
Oh, he's out on the lake.
Oh, let me motor him over to your house.
Okay, that's a great idea. I don't hate it.
Do you ever worry about getting buried alive?
Yes.
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know I won't because I don't want to be buried.
So you're going to get burned alive?
Yeah, I do. I want to get burned alive.
That's a lot worse.
But, man, I remember there was I think it was like a made-for-TV movie called Buried Alive back in the day.
Why would you watch that?
And I remember just seeing, you see like the inside of the coffin and the guy's like, ah! And he's screaming and scratching at the thing.
I don't remember
what
movie I was watching, but it was something where they dug someone up and their fingernails were pulled off and there were scratches on the inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, they were so scared. And I'm like, wow, that's going to live in my head the rest of my life. Yeah. It does. Yeah. I don't know what it's from, but I don't like that image at all.
Yeah, I've definitely seen horror movies and westerns and different things where people are buried alive, you know, show them from the inside. So, yeah, of course, that's a fear for no reason. It's not likely to happen. It's no different than having the fear of quicksand when I was a kid.
Somebody said, my older sister passed away a couple months ago, and I didn't realize they put that very nice coffin we were forced to pay for inside of a concrete bunker. That's always, I've always thought
so they're
that,
in a mausoleum.
Like a, okay. Well, no, no, like a vault. The, you buy, yep, they call it a vault you have to buy.
Oh.
And it's to keep the creatures and the moisture out. I'm like, you're dead.
The whole point is for it to decompose eventually.
It's not, though. It's not how they do it.
Not what people think, anyway.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, very good luck to all who decide to get a...
Die
with something cool wooden waiting for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather that, for sure, the wooden creation, or a pine box, like Hot Wings said.
Yeah, keep it simple.
Yeah.
I mean...
I've told you all, my brother did green burials when he worked at a cemetery in St. Louis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they would mummify the body and then just wrap it in whatever type of plant, I don't know. And then he did the burial spot, so he would always put down specific stuff. And it was so cool. I never saw, like, a body, but he'd take pictures of the plots that he did.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so neat. I'm like, that's what I want. I just want to dissolve.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be dissolved in goo in a concrete box underground that's pearly pink or whatever. Right. I just want to go back into the earth.
When I was in fifth grade, one of my grandparents passed away. And the funeral was at a funeral home. And the guy that ran it is a family funeral home. You know, you're there for the visitations. And at some point must have saw me as a fifth grader and was like, hey, do you want a tour? And I was like, sure. And so my brother and me went on a tour. Now, my brother's 12 years older. And in hindsight, this guy did some stuff where I'm like, I don't know if you should have been so brazen, but for him, it's just normal. So he's like, you want to go in and see where I prep the bodies? And my brother said, I don't think he does, which was accurate. No. But then we went into the the coffin showroom. Like this big showroom with all the coffins. And he's like, you want to lay in some? And I go, no, not at all.
What do I look like, Eddie Munster? He's like, what's your deal?
But he was real brazen and a little too honest. Like, yeah, if somebody comes in and they're really sad and I know they're rich, this is the one I sell them every time because it's got such a markup.
Yeah, why not tell the kids this?
And then he said, want to see the one I sell, the welfare queens? Actual quote. And then took us into this little closet, pulled back a tarp from over top of basically a box with velvet on it, crushed velvet, and said, this one's cheap. I don't show them unless I know they don't have any money. I was in fifth grade, man. Wow. What are you doing?
Damn.
That's
later, my sister overheard him talking to another employee about my grandmother, who was lying in a casket in front, talking about the details of getting her in there. And to this day, she won't tell me what he said because she's so skeezed out by it.
Yeah, I don't need to know that.
That was 1985 or 6 when that happened.
I don't need to. Don't give me the ins and outs. Yeah. I don't want to know what you did to my family member to get them to look like how they look and in their resting position. Like, no thanks.
I think most people who run funeral homes are much more respectful of the process and everything like that. Oh, that's the same guy that gave me pencils that he handed out on Halloween that said blank funeral home.
Yeah.
That's weird, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's definitely weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, who trick or treats at the funeral home on Halloween?
I mean,
right.
I would, but
let's
I guess
stop
if,
here.
I guess if you want to go somewhere spooky,
I mean,
trick or treat at the funeral home.
I know some, but they lived above it, like 6
Creeps,
feet under.
Yes.
Okay. No, so, I mean, at least on Halloween, did he at least wear like a dart suit and a top hat?
Yeah, you know, like a vampire.
Like, he looks very lugubrious.
Is that the word?
Yeah.
He dressed like the Undertaker.
They really should be able to ask families, like, hey, can we just position your family members up in the windows on Halloween if they're, like, staying the night there, you know? Can we just prop them up, please?
If I get a discount?
Hell, yeah.
Funerals
are
expensive, man.
Oh, they definitely
You knock,
are,
like, 40, 50% off.
Yeah, put Granny in the brochure and knock, give me a discount. Like, I don't mind. Fine. She'd be okay with that.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save